So we read in the gospel that Jesus speak to them in parables. And parables are some sense Jesus dreaming. Jesus is on a mission from the Father. And he knows the seed that he carries. The seed is the good news of the Father that he brings. And this is his imagination, this is his dream. It will become, it may be the smallest seed now. It will become a huge tree which shelters and give shadows to people, shades to people. So parables, the ways Jesus dreaming in the Holy Spirit. Prophetic dreaming. But parables are also the way Jesus stresses too. This is kind of anguish in Jesus. Some kind of anxiety in Jesus. The mission that Father has given me, the good news that the Father has given me is this. In the future, not at the time of Jesus, in the future, with these 12 disciples who are fishermen, it will look like a huge tree. At the time of Jesus, Jesus is going through the public ministry. Everything looks very blur. Everything looks very, there is no structure. Jesus wonders, how am I going to bring this dream of the Father into this huge tree? Is this 12 men capable? So when he communicate to the disciples, what he communicate is this. His dream of the Father, that whatever he does in Jesus and does with the disciples will become a huge tree that goes around the universe. Now looking back, now we can see how prophetically Jesus' dream has come about. At that time, Jesus must have been very much in anxiety, but very much in hope in the Spirit. One day, when the Holy Spirit will come, these 12 men will go around the world, preach the good news, they will be baptized. And this kingdom of God, this dream of the Father, this good news will be an all grown up big tree giving shades to many. But Jesus did not too much worry according to the parable. Because in the parable we can see the real faith of Jesus. The seed that I plant now will grow its own. The sower went and sowed the seed. He went on about his own life. He sleeps, he wakes up, his life goes on. His life goes on. And who does the work? The Father does the work. The seed grows, becomes a tree, the work of God active. This is very much true in Paul's life. Paul also is in anxiety when he writes to Corinthians, when we read this. He says to the people, let us be courageous. We are not walking by sight, but we are walking by faith. In this body, I don't want to leave. I want to be away from this body and go to heaven. These days, when I was talking to a couple of priests, they told me, who wants to live in this world now? With all the issues in the church and all the things about marriage and ethics or moral problems with all the issues regarding life. Who really wants to leave? Who wants to bring up children this time? And one of the priests actually commented to me, I am ready to go to heaven. And then St. Paul is saying the same thing. Saint Paul is saying, actually, I want to be exiled from this body because the Corinthians church is a very messy church. The Corinthians church is full of, there is the morality in the Corinthians church is gone. Their idea of marriage at that time was very much disfigured. And we read Corinthians, we can see the number of sins that Paul addressing. And Paul was sick of the lack of love, the lack of respect in the Corinthians church, that people were fully given in flesh and sin. And Saint Paul himself saying, I will rather be with my Lord in heaven than to live in this particular world where there is so much persecution regarding being a Christian. There is so much lifestyle choices that is attacking the Christian beliefs. So in some sense, we are back in the time of Saint Paul. We are the modern day Corinthians. But Saint Paul says, I like to be exiled from this body and be with Jesus, but I will be in this body as long as it pleases my Lord. In times of struggle and suffering, especially in this day and age, very honestly, I want to share with you, I've been having a lot of burden in my own heart as a priest. I walk into at least 3 schools a week for small groups, and on morning, some schools I spend more than 3 hours a day. And when you're faced with children who are bombarded with the good news, not good news, the bad news from the Facebook, social media, everything that kind of, you know, all the things on Facebook and social media is to create emotions. Emotions. And you see young people attacking you on the corridor, or having, wanting to have a chat with you about the sexual abuse in the church, or about what is your opinion on the homosexual marriage? What do you think about abortion, Father? Sometimes the amount of hatred, the amount of hatred towards the church and priesthood surprises me. Recently, I was exercising, and this, I don't know why he does that. The gym owner, because he's a friend of mine, maybe he's giving me a freebie gym. He gets people to introduce to me. And I was doing the exercise, and this guy said, oh, this is our local priest. And this guy, he just randomly told me, practice what you preach. And then he disappeared doing this. And that, but I thought, yeah, I took it. Lord, I am, yes, of course, it's an invitation again for me. But it actually, being a human being, when I go back to my room after finishing all the ministry, I get really, Lord, what is right thing? Is homosexuality, what is it? Oh, what is the thing is, why world is so selfish? Why people are making X number of choices and things? How can I preach the gospel with integrity? How will I preach compassion? How will I preach equality? How will I preach mercy? These are all burdens in my heart. Maybe like Paul. But we need to trust the Father, just like Jesus trusted with the 12 disciples. Jesus still dreamed, one day the good news that I carry now will become a huge tree, like the church now. It will cater for many people's need, like the church now. And we need to put our trust not in the sight, not in reasoning, but in the faith. I remember in my second year in the Missionaries of God's Love, I had to make a choice whether to take the vows or leave the MGL. Now, leaving a migrant country, coming to a Western country, is very hard. Now, when you leave a migrant country, like when you leave a developing country like India or Sri Lanka or Africa, come to a developed country like Australia, America, Europe, your family immediately will demand money being sent back home. Is it true? Because that is some kind of system. So when I left home, my family is a middle class family. They don't have to worry about finance at all. But still, because I live in the developed countries, and then it's dollars here, there was an expectation back home, not from my immediate family, my extended family, that I will send money every month home. Imagine with MGL, you can only send dried liver or chicken feet, this, or heated and reheated sausages back home. With our particular lifestyle we are in. And my prayer, when it came to my brother had a good job with a bank in Delhi. He was the manager there. My prayer to the Lord, Lord, I want you to take my brother out of India. And he will be placed in another part of the world where he also earn more money. So my family will not expect anything from me, but only from him. You know, I really wanted to leave the MGL life because I fell in love with the charism. I thought there is no much better way to be serving the Lord, being a missionary, being in a charismatic world, serve the Lord with the young people, with the gifts and charisms I have. It will be much more utilized and spent in the MGL rather than anywhere else. So I thought, I don't want to join a diocese. I don't want to live a priesthood life of comfortability. But I want to really serve the Lord if you want to do it. And if you want me to do this, you need to give me this. December 2006 is my vows day. That time I was supposed to take vows. And that week, my brother was appointed as assistant manager in Dubai. Praise the Lord! And every time, now that he's away, my family has to ask him money. I am saved. You know what? This is the work of the Lord. You know, sometimes we have dreams. Sometimes we think, Lord, if I am with the MGLs, I can really serve you. You can really use my gifts. But then there is a problem. My family, I'm attached with them. Who is going to look after them? Just let the Lord work in you and leave it to the Lord. And this is how things happen. Jesus could have worried, but he said no. Then the Holy Spirit will come. He will take it over from me. I will die on the cross, rise again. Through my sacrifice, the Spirit will come. From there, Spirit will take the life of the church. And see, it has evolved. When Abraham walked up to the Mount Moriah, he had no clue whether he will get a goat or a lamb to be slaughtered. He just simply trusted Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. It must have broke his heart to talk to his son on the way to Mount Moriah. But he did. He did. Because he did not walk by sight. He walked by faith. And this church, the church at the moment struggling, the church at the moment filled with priests who abuses, the church at the moment filled with institutions which has corruptions, is built not upon sight but upon faith. A faith of a God who travels with the church. And if God travels with the church, whether the government passes the laws regarding marriage, whether the government passes the laws regarding abortion, whether the government passes any laws that threatens life, this church will still stand and be the light, because this church is moved by, not by sight, but by the power of the Spirit which animates this church, which animates many men and women's life who surrenders to this beautiful providence of God, Jehovah Jireh. God provides. He works in the midst of deepest tragedies and pain and struggles and still brings great fruit. Sometimes I look at Father Ken Barker. Today, you must have seen on social media, he's hugging the Pope and giving his book's copy, and Pope hugging him. Pope will be very blessed. You know, who would have imagined this country boy from Harden would start a congregation? And who would have imagined that this community of priests and sisters will gather people from different parts of the world, and they will start missions in Indonesia, they will start missions in Manila, they may even going to start one in India. Who could have thought an Indian would join MGL? Miracles do happen. God does the work. If Father Ken has planned out everything by sight, he has planned everything, actually mastermind planning and all this calculation, nothing would happen. But the Lord does take his hand and leads him through. So as a church, in the midst of these tragedies, in the midst of all the confusions around us, in the midst of all the hate words around us, let us be actually proud that this is the time to witness, actually. Being a Catholic is a lifestyle choice. It's no more a cool thing. Growing up in India, I thought being a Catholic is the best thing. Now being a Catholic, for that matter, a Catholic priest, is being really witnessing. Being out there. Because we do believe a real lifestyle. We stand for real kingdom values. And it's almost like sacrificing your pride, your ego, maybe your status in the community. It says in Mark chapter 15, 13, when you see these things, beware, they will hand you over to the councils. You will be beaten in the synagogues because of me. And the good news must be proclaimed everywhere. They will bring you to trials and hand you over. It can happen. If this world goes like this, maybe all the Christians will be taken to jail and court because you are creating exclusive community. You are creating inequality in marriages. You should be trialed, executed. Praise the Lord! It's the old early church back again. We are called to witness. Why should we witness? That God's power is well and truly active within us. Jehovah Jireh, the seed will grow because the Father looks after it. The seed will grow because it is the work of the Lord. It's not because of human work. So let us be encouraged. As priests, as laymen and women, as religious, let us be encouraged. Encouraged to keep up the good fight. That God is with us. It may break our heart walking up the Mount Moriah. Feels like something is being ripped away from us. Our dignity, our good name, our status. But Jehovah Jireh, God provides. He will bring the good work into completion. Let us keep praying and let us keep our spirit in the hope of Christ. Amen.